And we are almost live on Facebook.
Yeah, it says we're streaming. Good morning, Facebook land. Hello, hello.
All right, we're live. So how are you doing today?
I'm doing so good. It has been a fast and intense, amazing last week was incredible. And we're just running out of this gate. 2021, making some moves happen. Making moves, as my friend Henry likes to say. So
I love it.
Yes. Hello, hello. It's been good. How about you? What's going on? You doing good?
Yeah, we're doing awesome over here. Kids are back in school and they're just today is actually my now 9-year-old daughter's birthday, Abby. So kind of a big deal, you know.
Wow. I remember when she was born, Andy.
I know. Can you believe it?
How is she? She's 9?
She's 9 today.
No, she's not.
Yep. Yep.
That's
yep.
Not for reals?
I know. She's like, she's passed up our towel in size and weight. So it's kind of funny, you know, how girl spurts kind of come ahead of boys. So.
So fun.
It's fun. Yep. We're having a blast. So she's just drawing tons of pictures and just spreading so much joy, reading every spare second. She like, whenever we can't find her, she's tucked away in a corner with a book. So it's the best.
Well, yeah, I guess, well, we have been friends for 10 or 11 years now. So I guess that makes sense. I just remember when she was born. So that's like, oh my goodness.
I know.
Flies.
Time
well, good. So what's here's a thought that's been like up for me quite a bit. Well, there's a couple. So, but here's a thought that I have really been thinking about. I know we've talked about this before here, so it's not necessarily new. It's just coming back home to a really empowering, game shifting. I think it's like a game changer level of mindset shift is what we're focusing on with our goals. And I know some of you may have seen this. It's getting a lot of sharing on Instagram, a post that went out, but there's a podcast I put out this week, or actually went out last week, that focuses on with your goals, your effort versus the outcome, right? And we've talked about that here and we've touched on that, but just the power of, I think, you know, as we look at creating change in our lives and creating or achieving goals, it's really this conversation, I think, is I love big dreams, right? Love, love, love big dreams and have big vision. And have outcomes clear, right? Like an outcome is a number on a scale. An outcome is an income amount. An outcome would be, you know, a rank advancement in your company and in your doTERRA business. Of course, claim those, own them. That's so fun. Yet, like we've talked about in weeks past, is really how we move the needle and we create change is in the actions or the efforts. And to so have, I love to look at it this way, is like to have big dreams, but then have effort-based goals, if that makes sense. So to be in measurement of, right? Because I love if what are we measuring? What we measure grows. And so that conversation is really looking at, for instance, how many people do I nourish a week is an effort-based goal. Saying I move my body every day is an effort-based goal versus the outcome, which is a number on the scale, right? Or the dress size that you or clothing size you want to fit into. And so thinking about that with your doTERRA business for sure is, how many people are you nourishing on a daily or weekly basis? And you track that, right? And be thinking about, gosh, I want to be in the connection, my hands in the dirt where I'm nourishing those actions or activities. You might also be building an online platform to help grow your doTERRA business. And you might focus on instead of followers, right? Which is an outcome. And followers are not the important aspect to a social media account. We make it a big deal, right? Quantity. But the reality is, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can have that outcome-based goal, but what you care more about is engagement, right? How often are people engaging with your social media, the content you're putting out there? And so maybe you focus on instead of how many followers you have is that you put out 3 to 4 pieces of really good, rich content a week. But those are the things, again, the point is what we can control. And I've just been watching this turn a light bulb on for so many people. If you haven't listened to this podcast, you can find it on Spotify, Stitcher, or iTunes. You can also find it under my blog on my website at tiffanyspeaks.com every episode goes live there as well. But that's such an empowering concept, my friends, is coming back to. And so setting in, as we drop in this Wednesday together, is I'd love for you to be thinking about what are some of the goals that you're committing to for yourself that are effort-based, right? That are the planting of the seeds, the nourishing of your garden, your health, relationships, right? Your finances, but definitely also in your business. And just thinking about that, that has really been, you know, up for me, Andy, as we think about goals and creation. The other thing that's really up for me, and I'm feeling really like passionate about and on fire about, I full on cried. I was speaking for a group last week in Park City, and they were live streaming in a gathering to a lot of people. And there's just a handful of us in this Airbnb doing the live stream. And at the end of it, you guys, I just cried, like not even just like a little choked up, but like full on tears, is I just was so moved about this. We were talking about like, there truly is, I think, on the planet today, a need for more light, right? A rising of the light. And when you think about your purpose and you think about your doTERRA business, it's bigger than just making a few sales. It really is about like, you are a catalyst on the planet right now, right? Like how many of you feel me about this? Like, I really want you to like hear what I'm sharing with you and like take this into your heart, is this is a purpose that you're about and you're on the path of like, I'm sharing and I'm going to choose to share from that intention is I want to change more lives and I want to be part of the light. Is there's so much, you know, of course, division and challenge that we can keep talking about and focused on, but how we be part of the, be the change we wish to see in the world is like, we're on team light and you can be on team light no matter who you voted for, right? You can be on team light no matter what you think about what's happening in the world. Is choosing in bigger than politics or a virus or economics is, hey, I want to be part of team light. Now I'm passionate about these topics too, about everything I just rattled off. So you can have your passions and have, you know, your convictions, yet I think it matters like we're committed to this. And so I had these huge tears, like, cause I just was so moved upon by the Holy Spirit where I could literally just feel like this calling forth of, you know, I was doing the sales training and bigger than a sale or, and while it's great to grow your sales, it's like grow your purpose, grow your vision, focusing on, you know what, I want to change more people's lives. And I also think part of that to me is I, you know, had the opportunity to speak to a handful of different groups last week. And I really feel this strong conviction as well, that it's like, it's time to come back to our creative power, myself included. Was I've waited and waited and waited on a lot of things. Like we're waiting at some level, you know, and got and really distracted by all the things up in the world, is coming back to like, no, our creative power, what we can control, the seeds we plant, the things we can nourish, you know, how powerful that is. And I have an event coming up Friday. I have never done this, I don't think, in my whole career, where I'm like, in 2 weeks, we're gonna pull off an event. I would never coach anyone to do that. I would say 100%, I want 2 to 3 months to market anything. But I just felt I'd gone out to Los Angeles to visit a friend who wanted a mastermind session. She's a close friend of mine. And we were masterminding and just really getting in clarity and strategy, I was like, oh, I need to do this and I need to do it right now. And so there's been a few times I'm like, Tiff, what are you doing? Like my logical brain, but my spirit is like, no, I'm going to keep gathering and I'm going to gather online, in person, combination of both more often this year, is we need to gather, right? We need to gather. We need the nourishment. And to come back to goals, vision, creativity, habits, you know, talking about that planning, that strategy and so forth, to create more intentionally and to be in our creative space versus reactive, right? It's choosing back into proactivity versus reactivity. So that's definitely been up for me. If any of you want to join in and you want to join in from the comfort of your own home, you can do that. We have a handful of people coming live. About 30 people are coming live on Friday. The event website is called goalsblueprint.com, but we definitely have unlimited tickets if you want to join in. And let me give you a code. Let me make that 50% off for this group because, hey, we're here every week. We love, you know, let me pass along some love. 50% off code is VIP love at checkout in all caps. You also, if you can't join in Friday live, you can, you have 2 weeks recording access to that training, but it's a beautiful workbook. It's gorgeous. It's just come back to me yesterday and it's off to print for our live and it will be in the email that's going out to our people that are joining in virtually, but it's a rocking, amazing event. I have three guest speakers also joining in, sharing their gifts that just, again, bring us home, my friends. We got to come back to creativity, proactivity, come back to taking ownership to say, no, I'm going to create. I'm going to create with my little lot of land. I'm going to be proactive with what I'm about up, you know, what's up for me in the world. So anyway, I know that was a whole lot, but I'm really feeling this power of come back to measuring your effort-based goals, get back into your habits, right? I've been listening to Atomic Habits this month. Again, I know we've talked about that book here before, really loving the reminder of that, coming back to just the power of that, those principles. And so again, I'm just leaning in where spirit's saying it's time to grow and it's time to move. And I'm like, yes, it is. And there we go.
I love that so much. And now that I plan on attending live, if you'll still have us.
Yes.
This Friday, it's going to be an amazing event. We, every year we count on Tiffany to lead us through some vision casting and goal setting and just getting grounded on what's working, what's not, and creating powerfully into the future. So thank you so much for creating and holding that space for us.
You're welcome. And thank you for being part of that. How about you, Andy? What's percolating for you? What's on your mind and heart?
Well, I'm actually picking up the Atomic Habits too. In fact, I just threw it onto my Audible again.
Yeah.
Just this week. And there is just so much goodness in this book. Like, so simple, but so powerful. Like, can't even believe how the sum of your life is literally the habits that you have set or haven't set, right? Like the way bad habits can just wreak havoc on a life, and the way a good habit compounds into a beautiful life. I mean, it's really that simple. And we can choose our habits. We can hack our habits. That's what I love about his book, is it's so practical. It's not just this like esoteric, you know, abstract on, well, you know, habits are really great. Good luck. It's like, no, here's a bunch of worksheets and here's a bunch of trackers and here's some really practical tools to actually shift your life with through your habits. So James, the rock star, super grateful.
I endorse that too. The rest of you, if you've not read that book, maybe you jump on the bandwagon and that's one of your books that you're going to read and give a listen to or read it first, you know, personally. And to your point, I love how he says, what does he say about you fall to your level of systems or something?
Oh yeah. So I like the way one of my friends kind of reframed it. And he's one of the top earners in his company. He said, you actually don't rise to the level of your, like, we always say, yeah, you always rise to the occasion, you know, like when push comes to shove, we all rise to the occasion. He's like, bull crap. No, you don't. You don't rise to the occasion. You fall to the level of your training. And in James' words, he might say you fall to the level of your habits. Right. Mm-hmm. And so just so simple, but powerful. Like, it's all about your baseline, not about what I hope and want to be.
Yeah. But to your point, one of the things I do love about the book is it's not just all theory, is he gives some really practical tips. Can I share one that just stood out to me and I've loved?
Yeah.
One of them is he talks about, and he's sharing about a friend of his who, you know, because what happens, let's say we take our physical space, right? And our physical space gets cluttered, which can happen to all of us, especially it's like many of us, I would assume, identify as a real creative type. We're all creative. But, you know, it's like you're making things happen, things get creative. Well, his friend calls it reset the room, is his habit. And so that, because again, you can clean up a space, but if you're not changing your habits with, say, organization, then it's only a matter of time before all the, you know, clothes or papers or the stuff piles up again. And so he calls it, this friend, again, he's quoting in his material, reset the room is a habit his friend adapted years ago. And you guys, isn't that so true? Is, you know, it's like you reset the room. So if you've, you know, been in the den or living room watching television or a movie or something, and, you know, you had blankets out or whatever, it's like you fold up the blankets, you maybe, you know, fluff up the pillows a little, but you reset the room. So that way it's not just like, oh, I'm tired, I go to bed, or done watching the movie, move into the next room, is you reset the room, right? Whether it's our kitchen, our bedroom, our bathrooms, and so forth. I really, really love that. And again, all of these habits, it's not about perfection, but being committed to that. And so there might also, you might also have habits where, you know, you set out your vitamins every day, your LLV, and maybe you have those pre-sanctioned into like a little vitamin container, or you set out your workout clothes. I do that some of the times myself, where right next to my phone, which is my alarm, and I just turn it off and flip it down face, you know, forward to read and pray and meditate. But I often will set out my workout clothes, right? Right before, is that's a cue and a trigger. So there's just different ways we can think about ways that we're setting ourselves up to win. But again, I'm just pulling some tiny little pieces out of this feast of great material. So again, from both Andy and I, that's a solid recommendation. If you've not read Atomic Habits, we're not sponsored by Atomic Habits, and we do not get any kickback for, you know, endorsing that. It's just truly good content.
We are going to go out and talk to them after this, because we've endured it so many times.
Yeah, them and Starbucks, because, hey, that salted caramel hot cocoa has gotten a lot of press. I will have you know, in my gratitude series group, Andy, this ice cream thing you and I have talked about, like people are starting to post like links to ice cream machines and ideas and things. And so maybe we should really get paid from that industry too.
I think it's time to find a partner.
Yeah, we need to be a brand ambassador for someone on this.
Hey, can I just share real quick?
Yes.
One of my favorite things is graphic design. And so I like to take favorite quotes and make posters out of them. So I took this quote from James from Atomic Habits and just put a little imagery to it. So,
oh, it's beautiful.
Be the designer of your world and not merely the consumer of it.
And could you share that maybe on Share Success page? Can you turn it into a meme? Would you be willing? Totally. I'm asking because I know other people are going to want it too. I would love that. That could also be a beautiful backdrop to your cell phone wallpaper.
Yep, totally. So anyway, it's just one of those power quotes from our man, James.
Yes. I love your design. You guys, isn't that gorgeous? So beautiful. Yes. I love this. Karen is saying ice cream pods.
So did you see that video I sent you?
No. When? Oh, yes.
Okay. So basically there's this new invention at CES that, they have these pre-made little pods, kind of like the Keurig coffee machines, and you just stick it in and it makes whatever is in there. So it could be a certain blend of ice cream, or it could be like, you know, soft freeze yogurt. And it's just like on demand. So there's none of this like mess, and it's just on demand pod ice cream. So you don't have to make like a huge batch for 50 people to make it worth it. It's just like, nope.
Yeah.
One little pod.
Nice. I love it. Well, yeah, I love those posters and those. Thank you for that. If you'll share that, I think, again, in the chat box, there's a lot of people that would love that too. So let's talk about coaching today. Let's get strategic. Let's get intentional. What's up for you? It might be personal. It might be business. It might be time, marketing, sales, you name it. Looks like we had a question pop in over from Facebook Live from Emily Smith. Let's take that on. But if the rest of you, if you want to join us live, we love to see you or hear your voice. If not, if you want to pop it in the chat box or on Facebook Live, feel free to do that as well. We would love to support you. But here's Emily's question. She says, how do we help people that we see as successful builders become them, but financially they can't/don't want to invest in orders, aka their business? It's come up a few times in the last week, and I want to see if it's still possible or if we should let them go.
Great question. So I love what you're seeing here, Emily, that developing leaders starts with seeing leadership in others, right? And so you're saying that you see potential in someone, but they're not quite at a place yet where they're willing to invest in their business. And guess what? Like 99% of the top leaders in doTERRA didn't come from network marketing success. Most of them didn't come from business success. Like most people, they were stay-at-home moms and jumped into this, and this is their first rodeo at business or network marketing. So I think we need to remember that there's a growth process. In fact, I have a graphic that I'll see if I can pull up. We all start this business, or most of us anyways, as kind of an infant. And we don't have really high expectations of an infant, do we? We kind of give them space to be just that, to be really new at everything. And one of those things, here's the graphic that I created for that a long time ago. And one of those things that most of us are new to is this idea that every successful business on the planet has a marketing budget. That means that dollars are allocated to get the word out. And in our business, that's, you know, we often sell the dream that all you have to do is just share with a couple of friends, and you don't have to run ads, you don't have to do anything. Yes, and those who have done the best in the business are willing to invest in their teams. They're willing to say, hey, I believe that this person could be a rock star, so I'm gonna help pay for their convention ticket. Or this person, if they could just get out of their neighborhood and go share, they could build a massive team. You know, they just moved somewhere from another state, and so Diamond Club is gonna make sense. So I'm willing to invest in them traveling through Diamond Club, which is like a perfect example of how like Diamond Club works. Right? Like, I don't know any other company in the world that does Diamond Club, but doTERRA does. And we do it year over year over year. And it's one of the best investments you can make to create growth and sustain momentum. So if you've got a brand new builder who thinks, you know, I don't want to invest my team, that's okay. I would hold space that they're still learning, they're still developing and growing. And especially if you're Natalie Goddard, you never give up on anyone. Like, she holds space for everyone and anyone. Even if they're kicking and screaming, saying, I will never build ever, ever, ever. She still thinks, oh, so you're saying there's a chance? So I would just invite you to be patient with the process. And clearly, the universe has a plan for them and for you. And that's why the universe has put them in your life. So just be willing to be their mentor and be their teacher, and not expect them to act like a mature adult when maybe they're just a child or an infant in the business. So those are a couple of my thoughts. Tiff, what would you add?
Yeah, I really loved what you were sharing, and thank you again for such a great graphic, because I think it's helpful to see, you know, that visual. I think about this, you know, of course, not that this will surprise you, Andy, or those that have been here for a while, is that we lead heavily with questions, right? Is that we want to ask more versus make assumptions and so forth. It's just asking them good questions and things about what, where they're at and what their needs are and how can we best support them and what would help them and so forth. As I love to lean into that, is to seek to understand, right? Is to really ask, you know, better questions to know what is up for them and what they're experiencing. But I think sometimes, you know, it's like, yes, there are people that, you know, successful builders become then, but financially they can't or don't want to invest in orders or their business, right? Like their inventory and so forth. Maybe if that's part of the conversation, is some of it's just, we continue what Andy pointed out, is most people utilize doTERRA for products and then become converted and then want to share. Right? That's the more popular common path that can happen quickly. And it can take years, and everything in between. But the reality is that's how most people take the journey, is they start with the products, start to share, catch some of the vision, the vision gets nourished. And so I would come back to that vision and helping them see that, as well as the realization too, is some of the question is, you know, the return on investment is investing in your business and investing perhaps, like you're saying, in say their products, invest in orders and things like that, is seeing the possibility of how, man, that can help them in converting what it is that they're wanting to grow. But often people lean into or choose differently based on emotions and based on vision. And so if we can tap into emotions and tap into vision, both of those you find through questions, right? And helping through asking, seeing, inspiring, as well as, you know, I think part of your groups, and whether you're on a Facebook group or a text thread or Marco Polo apps or however you're communicating with your team, is to be regularly sharing, you know, testimonials and people that have highlighting, you know, things maybe from the magazine and ways of like people just like you and me who, you know, have seen massive change and how they got started, is just reminding of people of what's possible. That's a lot of like what I was sharing earlier of these various events and my own event, and but whether in an event or not, social and content, is just reminding people of what's possible. And it's like, oh, that's right, I can create, or showing them the vision through, again, images, testimonials, and good questions, I think is one of the ways that we help nourish that.
Love it. So, so good. Okay, Robin has her hand raised. Okay, Robin, are you on?
I certainly am, you guys. Good morning. Oh, it's so good to see you all.
Good morning.
Very, very much so. So what I've been doing is, over the last month, years, I have really looked at personal development and realizing that there has been things that I've needed to let go of, as we all do as we mature. And one of the things that over the last couple of weeks that I realized as I move into being, and one of the things that's been really resonating with me, is being a leader of leaders. And as you all know, or may not know, I was a platinum last year. I'm platinum now, but have fallen back into, I'd like to call it solid gold. And so one of the things that has really resonated with me that I know might help others, and it has absolutely helped me, is that as a leader of leaders, I have held back on trying to be of good support to other people. But as an example, I guess the example I want to use is that what I've done is I've sabotaged things where I've always been told I'm really good, I'm really great, everybody loves you, you're a wonderful person, and then I question myself. So how many of us have questioned ourselves when someone has said that? So what I now, just over this last week, am starting to do is saying, instead of, well, that's what my family has always said, or that's what everybody has always said, what I'm now doing is saying, thank you. And it has been such a huge shift, but I find myself also falling back into that. And I'm right now looking at what leadership is. What is that philosophy of what I as a leader mean? And I just like your thoughts on both of those things and what maybe you see that as. And I think it kind of goes with what our young lady was saying right before this. Big steps.
Love it. Well, congrats on those steps into embracing and loving what is.
Yes. Huge. Amen. It's huge for me. And loving myself more too, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love that.
So is the question then, like, how do we define leadership?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Get me back on track. I appreciate it.
Wow. That's a big, broad question, but I think there's a narrow context and there's a broad context for leadership. I would say in doTERRA, we often project this idea of leader onto people who are not. And so just in terms of like, here are some simple ways to track it. Leaders share the oils, right? They actively host classes, they enroll. And so being a, you know, strictly speaking, just leadership is being active in the business and effective in the business. So that's kind of a rubber meets the road definition. On a higher level, though, leadership is anyone who is willing to invest into their vision of the future, anyone who's willing to share that vision with others and enroll others into that vision. You know, Simon Sinek, this idea of a just cause, anybody who's willing to lead a movement and create a different, a better world than what is, I would call that leadership. people who influence others, right? People who, they're not just a hollow voice in an echo chamber. They're actually affecting change in people's lives. That's leadership. Raising the vibration of the planet, I would call that leadership. So I guess, and then I love John Maxwell's definition. He says, leadership is influence, nothing less, nothing more. So those are a couple of my thoughts, but Tiffany, I'd love to hear, what is leadership?
Yeah. Well, Robin, thank you for the share. And it's good to see your beautiful face this morning. So thank you for popping on with us. I love what Andy was saying as well. And one of my favorite quotes on leadership comes from Stephen Covey, where he says, leadership is a choice, not a position, right? It's not a title. It's not a rank. It's a choice. And it's when we really think about leading and leadership has a lot to do. I really as well identify a lot with John Maxwell's teachings, you know, on servant-based leadership, is saying, I want to show up to serve more and make a bigger contribution and develop, you know, and help people. I think of also leadership. So it's, again, it's a choice, it's service, but I also think it's developing other people to see their own gifts, right? Because sometimes if a leader is just interested in more followers, right, that's more about that person's ego than it is about, I want to develop more leaders that believe in themselves, that love themselves, that take good care of themselves, that have confidence and skills and tools, right, for their own life. Like that's me as a coach, where I love helping other people turn the light on and that they feel confident in themselves, not like, hey, I have to have Tiff in my life. But the reality is like, we're just modeling and holding safe space for them while they're developing skills and tools and confidence to say, I believe in me and I can see this and I'm moving forward and taking action. And so for me, it's kind of aligning a few of those things. And I think you have such a pure, genuine heart. You know, it's, for me, it's already there in you, but maybe it's putting some of this in writing so it feels more like concrete to you, you know, something that you're like, this is who I'm developing myself to be as a leader. And I'm choosing to be one, which means I'm choosing to serve others and I'm choosing to develop others where they have the confidence in themselves, right?
And I agree, putting it down in writing, taking it from the mind and putting it onto paper is so powerful for so many people. Mm-hmm. And for me, that's what I'm in the process of doing. And it's more, for me, it's being a leader of leaders. So giving them the space, but yet being there for them. And what does that mean? I mean, I certainly don't want to micromanage. I certainly don't want to be hovering like a, or I call it smothering But I also want to be able to give them the space, but then be back to them and hold them accountable and help them to realize what their strengths are. And I have two new baby leaders or builders on my team. And as Andy's developmental chart said, they're just beginning to crawl. And so what do I do is I love the strengths finders and the strengths finders, and how I can find out. And what I said to them is, I really want to find out where your strengths are. That's how we lead in doTERRA, and both of them are on board now. So thank you all for this. It gives me a lot more food for thought.
Well, I'm putting it down. Victoria says in the panel to panelists, so you may not be able, we won't be able to see it because it needs to go to attendees, but I love her comment. She says, Robin, thank you for starting this conversation, learning so much. So thank you again. Sometimes, again, part of leadership is the willingness to speak up and to show up and to put ourselves out there and that kind of courage. So thank you for doing that, because again, it's a great conversation that is, you know, up for all of us or impactful for all of us.
I actually almost lowered my hand. Yeah. I raised my hand and then I said, oh, I'm a little bit scared to talk. So I'll lower it. And I said, nope, God, do this. Yes. But then I know you too.
That's good practice. That to me, again, is the form of leadership, is like leaning into the discomfort versus leaning out. And may I say that literally, I know that's not your question, but I want to take that and run with that thought for just a moment and riff on that. Is this has also been up for me in some coaching in the last week, is that every single one of you, if you're serious about growth this year, and I just want you to ask yourself that, not what you think I want to hear or Andy wants to hear, this is about you, but ask your own intuition, your own self check, is like, how many of you truly feel like you're serious about wanting to grow this year? Grow your business, rank advance, grow your income. Growth comes in lots of ways, but obviously as we hone in on doTERRA, and I want you to put that in the chat box or on Facebook Live. Part of manifesting what you want is owning it loud and proud, and you claim it. Say, I'm serious about growth this year. I'm curious. I want to see, are we in the right audience today? How many of you would say you feel that way? And I want to see some of that pop up, and then we can go from there.
And I'm going to start. And then hang up so other people can comment. I will be solid platinum this year and even more. And I'm going to lead 6 people to be leaders in their businesses while we all help each other to grow. And while they help themselves to grow and they engage with their family and their friends in sharing these beautiful oils of doTERRA.
I love the clarity, and I love seeing the chat box starting to light up. Julie and Victoria and Susan, Stephanie, Meg, Becky, Michelle. Yes.
Amen.
Cindy.
Awesome.
Yeah. Anyone else want to be, you know, own that, put that out there loud and proud. Yes. Because here's the dynamic becomes this, is that some of you've heard me say this before, but the reality is that comfort and growth don't hang out together. Right. And there's also this balance of saying, this question I love to ask is, am I willing to be uncomfortable to have the results I want? Right. I have that on my desktop here. This is me on a stage in Dallas, Texas, speaking for a Dave Ramsey event a few years back. And me in front of that large question on a screen that says, am I willing to be uncomfortable to have the results I want? Because that's really the question, is that all of you might say, yes, I want change. Yes, I want the outcome, right? I want the outcome. I want the income. I want the rank. I want the title. I want the followers. I want the prestige. I want the love. I want the help. I want the vitality. But it's like, am I willing to change? Am I willing then to face discomfort, to have the results that I want? Is it's not always comfortable. It isn't, right? It doesn't mean it's always uncomfortable. It just means that your growth is attached, right, to moving into new territory, which comes with some growing pains or some stretching. And so it's just looking at that. The other question I like you to look at is, how comfortable are you with sales and selling? on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being solid, 1 being low, somewhere in between, is really looking at that. But no longer can we just hope, wish, pray, or visualize ourselves. That's a skill we need to master. Absolutely. It's that if you're serious about growing a business, sales is your number one business skill. And for a lot of us, we just say, well, I'm not comfortable with that. So now again, a lot of that might mean me changing the story about how we see sales, because it's so much about service and helping people get their needs met. You know, it might be the skill set that we learn how to ask better questions, how we learn to navigate a class or a one-on-one dialogue better, more effectively, our mentoring. But it's really looking at, you know, again, because we say, oh, I want the outcome. But as your coach, because we're going to, that's what we're doing, is some real talk, right? Is to say, yes, have the big dreams, have the vision, put it in writing. And then what you just modeled for yourself today, Robin, is the discomfort comes up and the temptation is to retreat. That's everyone's natural response. When you feel uncomfortable, your go-to is some kind of retreat or numbing out. It's like, I want to pull back. I'm going to scroll a lot. I'm going to sleep. I'm going to get distracted. I'm going to do all the things because I am uncomfortable with something that's popped up. And so here's the great thing is like Robin modeled is that, you know what? I can lean into the discomfort versus lean out. Is lean right, right into it, loves. Lean into that discomfort. And so thank you again for sharing that added gem, because it's just like, seriously, as we think about, I want to grow. Good. Own it. But that means like, I want to grow, not just want the outcome of growth, is I'm going to be willing to grow myself as a person in my skills, in my emotions, in my personal and spiritual and business life.
And with that, keeping my eyes on myself and God for me, it could be another spiritual thing for anybody else. But then additionally, whenever I'm sharing with others, taking my eyes off of me and putting it on them. What am I here for? I'm here to serve. And so many times, and sell. It's okay to sell someone. It's okay to sell. It's okay to sell them, just like whenever you go and buy something at the store. It's okay to do that and share with them as well, whatever resonates with the person. Thank you guys very much, Andy. Thank you.
So good to have you on. Thank you, Robin. God bless
you guys.
You bye-bye. Too, love. Good stuff. Andy, anything you want to tag on to that?
No, I think you hit a home run. Such good stuff.
Hey. Anyone else have a question today on Facebook or here live with us on Zoom? Anything that else is up? Daryl's asking, says, before we end, I'd love an update on the construction of your creation house.
Yes. Well, we're finally getting some movement on some things that were held up for a long, long time. We've been pretty picky about a certain type of solar roof, and we finally had some breakthroughs there. So that's exciting. The floor is in and the court. So where we have events. So that's exciting. What else? Yeah, we're just kind of trying to make progress where we can while we're waiting on the roof.
Okay.
So
I'm looking forward to it.
I know. It's going to be fun.
Beautiful. I love Jess Connors. Thank you for your great comments here in the chat box as well. And Robin, if you haven't seen those, you'll want to read them. She's got some great thoughts there. I love Jess also says this, says, I did love Robin's clarity on her growth goals too. I want 2021 to be the year that I discover and overcome my two most impactful personal obstacles that keep me from being the leader I'm meant to be to myself, my children, and the greater community and world, including financially. Love that. I would focus on progress, sweetheart, right? Mm-hmm. Is not perfection there. Is we're always in the process, right? When we say overcome or something's complete, let's also be mindful, like we're going to progress. We're going to move in that direction financially and move in that direction with our health or with our businesses, that we're going to be about the year of progression. Because when we're progressing, we feel fulfillment, right? Mm-hmm. Progress equals happiness. Tony Robbins loves to say that. And I believe in that 100%. is to make your goals more progress-minded. If you guys haven't downloaded my free goals training on my website, I know we're talking a lot about goals today. There's podcasts, there's videos, there's an event, but also there's a free training program on my site, tiffanyspeaks.com. If you don't own that in your personal development library, you want it. It's a legit like product, audio recording, workbook that sends immediately to your inbox. That's a really meaty process called the 7 Strategies for Successful Goal Achievement. That's something I'd love for you to have in your resources to listen to and to work through that can support you. Feel free, of course, to share it with your teams as well. That there's some real richness in that course to help you with strategy, with clarity. But as we're talking about that with Jess, is definitely focus on progress. That's one of the strategies, is to become progress oriented in your goal setting approach. Where most people set themselves up to fail is they can have pie in the sky, quote, perfect goals versus progress goals. And the minute that they don't hit that, they deflate their own balloon, right? If any of you relate to that, you deflate your balloon and then you give up on the goal altogether, or you get distracted, or you lose steam and momentum, is because you go, oh gosh, I didn't do that perfectly. And that's the whole setup, is you've set yourself up to fail, meaning with that perfectionist mindset versus progress mindset. So again, make sure you download that program, you guys, if you don't already have it.
Love it. Ruby just joined us.
Hey. Oh, I love Ruby.
She's our friend.
Ruby, good to see you, beauty.
Thanks, Robin, for being brave, and I'm going to go next. Oh, boy.
Yes. Bring it, Ruby. You've got it, babe.
I was proven yesterday as far as, you know, do I really believe in the product? And I guess I'm questioning myself and just needed some support and maybe guidance. So my dear friend, who is my neighbor for 20 years now, has cancer. And right now she can't get rid of the infection that's in her body. And so I suggested some oils that she could use, but part of me was like hesitant to say, do I really believe this? Do I really believe that I can help her in a way that, you know, I've heard so many other stories about? And kind of went into some doubt myself. And then another friend yesterday, whose grandmother's in her 90s, just survived COVID and has now moved back into an assisted living, and she's experiencing depression and thinking that she needs to go on some type of depression medication. So I suggested to her Adaptive. And in my heart, I believe it, but when it comes out of my mouth as I'm talking to people, I feel like I'm questioning it. And it then causes me to question, am I doing the right thing? Which in my heart, I feel yes. But when it comes down to somebody's life that I really care about in such a serious way, I just need some guidance on how do I help without doubt, is there a question in there that you can hear or that you can help me with?
No, it's a great, great question. I think everyone on the call can relate at some level. I think we've all doubted ourselves in some way, shape, or form at some point on the journey. So thank you for your courage to raise your hand and say, I'm ready to be vulnerable today. So we honor you for that.
Yeah.
You know, one of my favorite stories on this is from the best-selling book of all time. I think it's the best personal development book. It's called The Bible. And there's a story of a man who wants nothing more than the healing of his son. And so he comes to Jesus and he says, you know, like, if thou canst do anything, heal my son. And Jesus turns around and asks him, can you believe? Right? Like, do you honestly believe that I can? And the man cries out, and in I think a really similar fashion to what you're sharing, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And I can't tell you how many times we've cried out the same thing, right? Like, I want to believe. I think I believe, I mostly believe, and help them in unbelief. Like we as human beings can do our best to exercise, you know, faith, even when, you know, the odds are insurmountable. But ultimately our faith always falls short. And that's part of the process. Like that's part of the journey. That's part of being a traveler here on earth. And so all I know to say is to cry out with the same level of just heart, soul-based desire, help out my unbelief. It's a real part of everyone's journey. I know it is for me and for everyone that I know. So I guess that's my coaching is don't expect your belief to be at a 10 all day, every day. Like we talk a lot about the belief levels and how belief in the product is, you know, primary to everything else. And like, you don't have to be a 10. Like, don't hold yourself to that standard of, if I'm not a 10, I'm not enough. So I would just give myself grace and space, because none of us is perfect in this journey.
Hear you saying, Andy, is what I could do is when I'm offering an oil or a product, I'm offering hope. And that's what I can give.
Hope is maybe the most potent medicine that any of us can offer.
So that's, thank you.
I love that too, Andy. Thank you for sharing that. So beautiful. And Robin, you shared a great comment, but only to panelists, if you'd reshare that as well. There's some great thoughts here being shared in the chat box about this conversation and so forth. And I think too, love is that, is sharing it from a place of these can support, right? They can help boost your immune system, which is what matters to no matter what illness or disease someone might be treating. I think you're probably clear that you're not sharing language from a place of, hey, this will cure your cancer, right? We want to be sensitive to that language and that kind of a promise, even though some people would claim that. The reality is that we know that they can help with boosting and supporting emotional support, as well as absolutely cellular support, right? And an immune boosting. And so I think it's not taking it on as, hey, they're either going to do oils or traditional treatment, but maybe there's an integrative process there and inviting them, you know, to do their research and trust their gut, but that you're a resource to help them boost their body and their physicality, as well as their emotional state, right? And there's some, again, some good things being shared in the chat box where, you know, Robin's talking about a testimonial book that she's gathered and Michelle's sharing that she's also now cancer-free and she's the life-changing impact of these oils. And so those things definitely exist. I think when we're holding that space for someone else, we at least, we can say we can add value to and contribute to the you know, health and wellness of a human with what we offer and what they're facing and going through.
Thank you so much. I'm going to put my phone number here in case anyone wants to call with some ideas that they've used. I would appreciate that. And Tiffany, I'm going to see you on Friday.
Yay. I'm so glad you're coming. I'm excited.
But I think, thank you.
You're so welcome. Yeah. I think, you know, I felt like there might be some people criticize me for gathering people. So be it.
I'll be there. And thank you both for what you do and everyone else. You're always your comments. I listen every week faithfully and yeah. I appreciate it so much.
Well, we're just sending you so much love. And I think, again, you know, as we all hold space in the ways, right? You're holding space for this person, me holding space on Friday, again, in a safe and, you know, we're definitely going to be following protocols and things like that in that case. But I think it matters is that you keep sharing your voice, Ruby, right? It does matter. And it matters that you share versus like, but sometimes I understand the self-doubt is like, oh, but do I really believe this can like, well, you know that it will help. It'll only add value to that person, right? Can we make the claim that it will be the end all only thing they'll need to do to help them treat what they're facing? Of course not. But we're going to contribute positively. It's just like me as a coach. I can't say that I have magical leprechaun thing that I'm going to like, you know, you're going to be a gazillionaire in 30 days from our coaching, right? A lot of people double their sales in 30 days. Can I say everyone will do that? No, but I know that the coaching and the trainings will, if applied, will lead you in the positive direction of growth and results. So similar, we're in a similar vein of thought about what we promise and commit to, but keep sharing your voice, please, and keep offering the oils and being a resource. To Andy's point, hope is the most potent medicine, and to help people feel like, gosh, I feel better. And I can like help myself know that I'm at least doing things that encourage my body's highest outcome.
I can just share one thing. Yes. I love meditation. And this morning in my quiet meditation, I was guided to do something for my neighbor. And that is to make a hope box at her front door and ask everyone in our neighborhood or anyone that knows her to give those things to me that I can put something in her hope box every day. And so, yes, the power of hope is what I was guided with today. So thank you both for that.
Right. Yes.
Love that.
I love it. And you have some, again, great, great, great comments in the chat box. So I love what Haley was saying too. She says, one thing we for sure is we can't guarantee, right, again, an outcome, and anything we offer through doTERRA won't hurt them. Believe in perfect timing and being God guided. I love the idea of your hope box. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Daryl is asking, where is the live event on Friday? You can go to goalsblueprint.com for all the details to sign up. Most of those will be virtual. I think we have two or three live spots left to come. If you want to come in person, live event is at City Creek Marriott downtown Salt Lake City on Friday.
Love it. Wow. Great day.
Good stuff.
I know it.
I love when people are willing to share, you know, and put themselves out there. So Emily, thank you for your question, and Robin and Ruby, and then all the beautiful chat that's happening here is we need each other. I'm clear on that. We need each other, and we need to be nourished like we've done today, like we'll do and gather again next week, is we need each other to be nourished in good principles, in thoughts, in strategy, in service, right? Like all of those things. And maybe for some of you, tune into like what Ruby's doing is just simply ask yourself, who needs some hope today? Hope and inspiration. And pop in, and you may, you know, an impression maybe as well, a neighbor, a close friend, someone on your team, and reach out to them, right? Email them, text them, maybe drop something by if that's possible. But if you tune into that, I am confident you will get an impression when we ask that question. Who can I serve today? Who could I ask, add some hope or value to today? I definitely know you'll get an impression.
Amen. Thank you all for being part of this community and being a leader in this movement. We see you and we honor you, and thank you for being the light. The world needs more of you. So keep sharing, keep being brave, bold, and vulnerable. Thanks so much, and we'll join you next week.